Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsu sharing with you today. This past week, we have been sharing on defending and preserving the faith. We've touched on six different men from the Old Testament. We spoke about Noah and Daniel and Joshua and various others, Nehemiah. And today, since this is the last one, the seventh of the series that I will be sharing with you, I'd like to just speak on another person that defended the faith, another person that did what his God wanted him to do, someone else that was willing to, can I say, stick their neck out to preserve and to defend their God, someone that was suffered tremendously. And today I'd like to just talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I do feel he defended and preserved the faith beyond any one of the other characters. I'd like to just take your minds back. Here he was, a young man in his father's carpenter shop, and he's there working. He knows his hour is not here yet to go out and minister to the Jewish race, but he has a tremendous burden about these people. In fact, he's there working in his shop, and tears are coming down his cheeks. And in walks a customer, and the customer says, "Oh, I'm sorry." He says, "You know, I know it's got to be hard to be a son of fornication. Because remember, Jesus was accused of being a son of fornication because of the situation between Joseph and Mary. And here he has this tremendous burden to help the people. And there again, he's mocked. He's scoffed. He's, you know, growing up, I do believe, because remember, the scripture says he was tempted in all points like we are. I do believe children came, and they took his toys. He probably hurt his fingers. He fell as he was learning to walk, and he got little scuffs, and he had to whimper and cry, and his mama would maybe blow his wound or put a little salve on it. And I believe he walked through everything we see our children walking through today. He had to... He was mocked. He was laughed at. And, you know, 30 years, we read that his ministry, he started his ministry somewhere around 30 years old. I mean, consider with me, for 30 years, living in a situation where you are despised, where you are mocked, where you are misunderstood, where you are laughed at, where possibly Joseph and Mary, all those years, there was just a cloud hanging over their place. I mean, I know that it's that way in some situations of, you know, around here. There are some situations where whatever the situation may be, there's just kind of a cloud over that family. You know something went wrong. It was never really publicly said what was wrong, and the people just kind of... When their name comes up, they just kind of smile a little bit and, "Oh, that family, yeah, I know who you mean." And, you know, I believe it was that way on Joseph and Mary. They were, and Jesus had to endure all of this. But still, he has this tremendous burden within him to redeem the Jewish people, to preach the good news to them. And then he finally starts his ministry, and he got called all kinds of words, a demon, and he told the one group, "How can a demon cast out a demon?" So, you know, he was just called probably every name you can think of. He was mocked in every way you could think of, from just giving a cold look to verbal abuse, to physical abuse. And still, he was willing to go to that garden and cry out to his Lord, because he knew he was willing to go to the cross. He knew it's coming. At the cross, at the garden, can you imagine the agony that he went through? I mean, if you would put all of my sins that I committed in when I was unconverted, and even today when I fall short, but let's look at the time before I was redeemed and born again. If you would have took all of those sins and put them in a cup and concentrated them to where one person would have had to drink it, I believe it would have killed him. But for him, I believe in that, in the garden, he knew it was coming, that he would have to drink of that cup. But I don't think he drank of that cup till he was on the cross. He finally fully surrendered himself, and he drank of that cup, and it killed him. He couldn't live. The sins of the world were upon him, but he was willing to take that. So his Father's promises back in the Old Testament could be fulfilled. Now that is truly a testimony of someone that is willing to defend and preserve the promises that God had given in the Old Testament. And even for us today, are we willing to stand up and continue walking? Back when I was born again, when I was clearly converted, there was just such a vibrancy within me, and I wanted to just be true to Jesus Christ the rest of my life. But you know, the hard days come, the hard knocks come, the people misunderstand you and they reject you. And you know, am I willing today to still have that zeal and to stand up and say, I am going on with the Lord? So that's my encouragement to each one of you, that we could stand up, that we could look at Christ as the ultimate example of someone that has preserved and defended the faith, the promises that were in the Old Testament. So Lord, bless each one of you as you choose to stand up and to defend the Word of God. Lord, be with you.